Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, Scott, I have a serious question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Do you like crab cakes?
Oh, boy, Celeste. So long as, well, you people on the Maryland side of the river care to share any, of course.
Well, we're never short of crab cakes. I mean, crab is the state food. It is our official state crustacean. But anyway, this is the season for them, right? So we want to talk about crab cakes and some other spring dishes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, and she joins us now. Hi there, Kathy.
Hello to both of you.
Hey, Kathy, how are you? We should start by asking, are we talking about, when we say spring fish dishes for spring or dishes that use this season's spring fish? Is there such a thing as a spring fish?
There is indeed, and we're talking about both, actually, because it's that time of year when we start to think about changing the way we eat, segueing from sort of heavy soups to a lighter, potentially healthier diet. And there are such thing as spring fish. In the next few weeks, we will see soft-shell crab, which are crabs that have molted and they are completely edible. We will see shad and shad roe, which are considered delicacies. But also, I spoke to Barton Seaver, who is a seafood expert, and he was talking about how there are certain fish that are best in the spring, and crab is one of them.
So, well, let's talk about your recipes, because I remember reading an article in the Baltimore Sun where the headline was The Great Crab Cake Debate. People take these seriously. So tell us the secrets that you have to making good ones.
Well, the biggest secret is to use a very light touch. So you're going to mix fresh, hopefully, crab meat. But if you have frozen, that's fine. You'll thaw it. I add a little bit of scallion. I add a little bit of mayonnaise. I know some people are going to be horrified right now. I add a bit of egg and panko breadcrumbs, those coarse, crunchy, Japanese-style breadcrumbs. And then I form, let's call it a fat burger. Very loosely. I don't pat it down. I don't squish it. I very lightly form it. And here's the trick. You put it in the fridge once you've formed it for an hour because it will firm up. Sometimes they fall apart. And then I heat a skillet and I cook them a few minutes on each side. Simple, fresh, spring. You can add chives. You can add a lemon caper butter at the end. But everybody has a different version, and they're all good. Well, almost all of them. You don't want to add a lot of breadcrumbs, but the trick is light touch.
Oh, boy, Kathy, that sounds so good. If we can just end the segment now to go to lunch,
we still
have 2 minutes, two minutes and
Scott.
51 seconds. So okay. So let me ask you: fish is something that a lot of us order in the restaurant, and we don't tend to cook it at home very often. Give us a couple tips for those of us who have a fear of doing fish at home.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I fully understand what the fear is, because as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the simplest things to cook, because when fish is fresh and good, you don't want to do too much to it. Find a good fish store, find a good fish counter in your favorite grocery store, talk to the fishmonger, find out what's fresh, and then keep it simple. For instance, the next dish is a roasted or grilled salmon. King salmon and Alaska salmon are out now. Salmon's quite fresh this time of year. And I roast it and put it on top of spears of green asparagus, kind of a symbol of spring. And then I make a very simple, crunchy pistachio and arugula pesto that you can serve on top of it or on the side. So the salmon, here's what you do. Salt, pepper, a tiny bit of olive oil, and some chives, and you pop it in the oven. How is that scary?
Because I think, like me, many people have overcooked their fish. But let's talk about scallops.
I'm raising my hand.
Really easy to cook till they're rubbery, right? But you have a recipe for scallops with spring spinach.
Yes, this is quite simple. Scallop season will only last for just a few more weeks. Here in Maine, the diver scallops are almost over, and they are sweet, like the way lobster is sweet. Scallops are meaty and sweet. You lightly coat them in a seasoned flour, hot skillet, 2 or 3 minutes per side. That's it. A splash of Meyer lemon or lemon juice. And then I serve them on top of sauteed spring spinach. Again, you have color, texture, really bright flavors, and it's simplicity. It is 3 steps, and you've got this gorgeous scallop dish. Don't overcook them. Don't overcook any of your fish. Way better to undercook it and put it back on.
Okay, and very quickly, how do you pick a good scallop?
Ideally, you can smell it because it shouldn't have any kind of an odor, and they should appear to look glistening, not wet, but like really fresh and bright. And again, trust a good fishmonger. That's really the bottom line.
Okay, that is Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, and we have all of her recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you very much.
Thank you both.